Oh my God, what am I doing?
Welcome to my channel, Just Thinking Out Loud. This video is about Black Lives Matter. I know you're curious about my opinion. I don't like them. First of all, I do not like automatically being co-opted into being on the side of a movement based on something I can't control, that being my skin color, whether or not I share its values or the things that it says it is for. It is very clear to me that the quote-unquote Black community in the United States loves to sanction others through shame and silence them, especially other Black people from having independent thought.
I'm trying to kiss my backside.
There are Black people around the world with vastly different upbringings, and Black people in the US do not have some automatic hold on what it means to be Black that they can just apply to everybody else. They very viciously attack people who don't conform, and I think that is gross. I think it is gross, like mucus dripping from my nose. And it's actually a very interesting phenomenon to me because Black people are a minority in their community, but Black people who think like me are also a minority in their greater Black community. I'm not sure how much, but I do know about 90% of Black people vote for Democrats. I could use the same argument that I'm a minority, so my voice should be heard. For the record, every single time Black Americans talk about Black people, they include me because I am walking around and living in this country, and these topics do concern me. And this is all the people who think I have no right to talk about it. I have every right to talk about it, and I will continue to talk about it, so you can shut your trap. I even saw a video of them going into a restaurant and asking people to stand up if they support Black Lives Matter. And of course, people are going to stand up. We're social beings. We do care how other people think about us. And it is an extremely effective way of getting people to either be on your side or to silence them. But it doesn't change the hearts of people. And I think that people should be honest about what they think, which is what I'm doing in this video. I'm just very annoyed at these people. Second of all, I don't give a what they say they stand for. Actions and their consequences are more important to me than words. Not only was their activism rude and belligerent, it has resulted in police being afraid to police certain communities and things like the Ferguson effect. This has resulted in more lives being lost, way more than any modern day racism or whatever. I hunted high and low to try and find these statistics. I couldn't, but I do know that the actual amount of people within the Black community who commit crimes is small, and it is mostly young Black males who do it. And I can't understand why people immediately feel that they are being talked about or they are being personally attacked. It's a very small percentage of the community that you are picking up for. I do not believe in lowering standards for people. If the law says three strikes and you're out, then you're out. If you want to try and challenge those laws in and of themselves, okay, but not because a disproportionate amount of people from a certain race are being arrested. The same law must apply equally. It is a process that must be just, not the outcome that must be equal. And not everybody is the same. Simply thinking about culture and upbringing and the things that influence their life. There are certain different proportions of those kinds of individuals in different racial categories. Lowering standards is admitting that you don't expect any better and fostering complacency. I know that people say that people are policed more frequently and that conviction does not necessarily mean that everybody who is committing that crime is being caught, but I do think that in terms of violent crime in particular, which is one that most people are afraid of, you know, there are people who result in more lives being lost even though they're higher up and they're pushing paperwork around and getting other people to do their work. But living in a safe society is more about how you feel when you are walking around in your society and knowing where you can go and what is safe and being afraid of someone coming into your house in the middle of the night, etc. I care about safety. Poverty is not an excuse for crime, especially violent crime, and poor communities do not necessarily always have higher incidence of crime. I do not understand why everybody's up in arms about this very small segment of the population that wreaks havoc. I really see that over and over again, it is about people feeling attached to their group and their pride being hurt, not so about the safety of communities. This sense of pride and ego attachment to skin color is causing people to overlook safety, actual safety and quality of life. Most violent crime is intraracial, and for the ones that are interracial, it is vastly more Black people committing it against non-Black people. I don't care how this makes Black people look. The face of the hideous monster eating your children is not going to change just because you refuse to look at it. Third of all, the biggest threat to Black people is themselves, as is the case for most people. The biggest problem facing the Black demographic is father absence. It's at 73%, and there are so many negative outcomes associated with that. That is the biggest threat, and I will say it over and over and over again. Not what white people are doing to you, not what cops are doing to you, and not what happens to a small percentage of people that happen to share your skin color. The biggest force shaping our lives, especially for young people, are our personal history and how our families shape us. It affects our self-esteem and thus belief in ourselves and where we end up. It affects our relationship to authority, which is very important when considering interaction with the police. You are affected the most by real people in your real life every day, not abstract groups having power over other abstract groups. This is also my own theory, judging from that 73% statistic of father absenteeism in the Black community in the United States, that you are channeling a lot of hurt and anger that is valid and needs to be resolved, but it is being put onto other members of the society. But it's just not as flashy as marching down the streets, blocking highways, and screaming at politicians on national TV. Another big reason why I don't like them is that their primary grievance and the one that made them popular is based on a lie. Specific incidences of police brutality is not evidence that cops are disproportionately gunning down Black people as compared to other races. Just because this stirs up so much compassion in our hearts, which it should, it does not mean that they are being targeted unfairly. I think if you want to focus on police brutality and the dynamic of power in society and the fact that the state has a monopoly on the use of force, okay. If this movement is about Black Lives Mattering, why were they so focused on stirring up so much hysteria over something that happens to such a small part of the population? Please take a moment to remember the amount of hysteria that was generated and the amount of people who were living in fear, especially Black people, based on these specific claims. Even though the data wasn't even there, and the data turned out to be proving otherwise. I know the goalpost is always moved and a different claim will be made, but just remember what this topic was about and how much hysteria there was surrounding this topic. When I first heard about Black Lives Matter, I instantly thought this is divisive. So that's another reason. I've said this in another video, but this is a double-edged sword. If you want to create a society where people don't pay attention to color and don't treat you differently because of your skin color, then you have to stop making arguments to help specific groups because of their skin color. Here you are teaching groups to see each other as enemies or competitors, competing for government benefits or the public sympathy. Excluding groups, whether in your title or in efforts to help, means highlighting group differences. You can't have it both ways. Discrimination is discrimination, and if you're calling for positive discrimination, just remember that it is a double-edged sword. Even if someone is in the middle and they don't actually agree with the extreme side of their group, they're going to have to pick a side, and if they're being excluded by your group because of something they can't control, which side do you think they're going to pick? And who do you think screams the loudest? People who are extreme. I know I'm sort of late with this video. This started up when I was in college, and I tend to try and hold my opinions back until I look into research properly and try and understand what's going on. But I think this is a wider social issue of claiming systematic oppression based on differing results within groups. Just to point this again, Blacks were not being disproportionately targeted in terms of being shot down when they were unarmed. One more thing to point out is that there are also Black cops, and crime rates are still sky high in places where Black people are the majority in charge. I think it's fine to talk about police brutality, and I think it's important, but people really need to get a grip. The number of people killed by Black people and the number of Black people killed by other Black people is way higher than the number of Black people killed by the police. The number of people actually shot by the police in the past couple years is less than 1,000. How many people are shot by other people outside of the police? And how many people are in the United States? Do you even know the answer to those questions? The last thing I want to say is that people do care about Black lives, and Black lives do matter to people. That is why it got national attention. Thank you for watching. I do think this information is still relevant, just thinking about when you see new stories come out that they don't have proper data established for, or that actually contradicts the data, but it still goes wide in their coverage of it. And this is just part one. I do have a part two that goes into what they have on their website, not the cause that they were actually promoting when they first came up, which is what this video was about. I saw the makeup on my face. Don't forget to leave a comment whether you agree or disagree with me, and subscribe. Thank you for watching. Have a good day. Goodbye. That is why. What is that? Oh my god, what is that? Oh, that's me.